This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Frida Liu here. It's open for business. Design Nation, or Designation, is the home of quality local designer products. I know this is a play on words. Now, the idea was materialized online on Malaysia Day last year, and they aim to boost Malaysia's creative economy by incubating and promoting emerging designers. And although they're still in their infancy stage, they recently launched a physical showroom showcasing 9 designers across furniture, home decor, accessories and stationeries. Who are the ladies behind it? Michelle Tan and Sri Kartina Jendra. So it's designnation.co and not designation. Welcome, ladies. So it started, you were saying, September 16 last year.
Yep.
But the whole idea, you know, when did y'all, you know, get together, you know, and thought about putting this together?
The whole idea came when I first quit my job last year. I was working in a company called Genovasi. So it took me a few months to figure out how to start the idea. But I figured there's no perfect way to start it, so might as well just start it anyway. And therefore, we had a website.
Okay.
We started online first because we figured that was the best way to get immediate feedback and to test the idea out. And because we also do furniture, which is larger items. So we figured, okay, it's best for people to be able to see the furniture in order to buy them because it's a large purchase.
Yeah.
So hence we have the shop now.
Okay, so the website one, you were saying that you started off with that to get feedback. What was the initial feedback?
The initial feedback was pretty good, actually, because this is the first platform ever in Malaysia to support only locally local designers, independent designers. So we wanted to know if the Malaysian market or even the design community itself are open to the idea of such a platform, whether they would need such a platform and whether they thought this would help them and the industry in general to grow. And it was what they said was necessary. A lot of designers gave feedback to us that said, it's really good. They need this, and they felt like finally someone is doing it.
And there's not. I really like the whole idea of getting together, and I'm surprised that all this while we never had, you know, everything under one roof. So, did you know these designers before? Was it difficult to source them, or did you know them from your previous job?
Because I'm personally in the industry, so I know the designers, and some of them I didn't know, but I know they exist in terms of their branding and everything. So I actually went to seek them actively. I hunted them down.
Okay. Hunted them out.
Because I know they're really good, and I wanted to really get them on board into the platform to showcase that Malaysia do have like this great standard of design. Hence, yeah.
So with these 9 designers as well, so you actually, how do you make sure that they sort of all fit in into that space, you know, that look and feel?
Right. The look and feel that we've created because of all the 9 designers was actually accidental in some ways. A lot of people come in and they're like, oh my god, this is very good design. I didn't think this was all Malaysian. Right? They felt, oh, this is really international. It's really good standard work. And it's very Malaysian. They felt they felt in a sense it carries the story of Malaysian design very well in some ways. And we didn't plan for that. What happened was that when we approached, we know that they are good designers and they represent Malaysia well. And they're original in their design work. When it comes together, it just works.
Yeah. You know, and I was just saying that, you know, the few trips I've been to in Thailand, they've done that really well. You know, where you see that it's very modern looking, but you know it's Thai at the same time. And that's something that, and we know we're not, there's no shortage of good designers here in Malaysia. Right. And so it's a very interesting partnership, right? Because once the creative and once the business person, right, why do you think this collaboration is very important? And I want her to stop first.
Okay, so I think it's really important to find actually a business partner that actually complements your skill. I would have to say that, you know, Michelle has a much better creative background than I do, having come from economics in degree and technology before this. So if you had me pick out designers, they might look slightly different. And I might, you know, she has a better eye. That's what I would say. It complements each other because I have more of a of a business background as well. So I look after the business side of things, the marketing, the money bits
And that's important, right? You think with designers, sometimes that's the thing that holds them back. They're so focused on their design, which is what they should do. And then they have suddenly have to think of the business side, the paperwork, that kind of thing, which hampers their growth.
Yeah, that's one of the things that Malaysian designers struggle with. I think designers in general struggle with. Because in school, when we were in design, when we were studying, we weren't taught how to be business people.
Yeah,
we were groomed with like technical skills on how to be the best at what we do, but not in terms of how to brand and sell our products, our ideas, or ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what designers lack in general.
Right.
And that's what we need to actually acknowledge. And so, because we love focusing on the creative side of things, we just want to indulge ourselves. That's why we.
But the same thing, we need to eat.
Yeah, we do. We need to know how to sell, because if you don't sell your great ideas, it doesn't move and you don't make money for yourself. So hence, you need to collaborate with a business person.
Okay. So how? What's the business model here? Are you like the coffee shop mentality? You're the one, you know, with the collecting the money for the the drinks and subtenanting it out, or how does it work?
Right. Actually, so what happens is Michelle goes out and looks for designers that she feels has products of good quality, and if they agree so to have their product showcased on our platform, be it online on our website or at the shop itself, then what happens is we'll let them know, like, whatever quantity they can give us, we'll bring in their products, put it at the store, put it online, we'll take photo shoots for it, and then we try and sell it for them, basically.
Okay.
Mm. And once a product is sold, we let them know at the end of the month, and then we sort of pay them the money.
Okay, so it's a consignment, and then you get a cut from the
correct.
So they know that someone's helping to market them as well.
Yes, I mean, the thing is that it's actually quite... it's quite an extra amount of work if you have to think about the business side of things as well. I mean, you can't just go around, you know, making things and then suddenly realize that actually I don't have enough money to be producing it, or I don't have to, you know, or I'm not pricing it right, as well as the legal side of things. So we try to help them as best as we can. Mm. Yeah.
So who are your tenants?
Currently, we have about 9, but we just added on 2 more, so that makes 11. We have Nala Designs, Could I Begin, Hua, Medium Rare, The Alphabet Press, Ficus and Jars, Wood and Steel, Anya Chi, Momach Art, Williams, and Nizam Sculpture.
Okay, so tell me about each. Like, what do they offer?
Right, so the first one that we that came on board actually is Hua. He's very interesting because he's actually an architect. He's also a lecturer. He's really, really an interesting character. So he does...
They usually are.
Yes. Yeah, they usually are.
Most designers are, actually.
He's an architect, right? And he does projects for his clients. And he created a series of furniture that was really gorgeous. What he does is he also does a series, a collection of upcycled furniture. So they were previously... prototypes that weren't really taken care of, and they were left in factories.
Okay.
So what happened was that he loved their design so much that he decided to repurpose them.
Okay.
Give them a new coat of paint, put new fabrics on them, and give them new life. And hence his furniture line.
Okay.
He also produced a series of pillows, which are really gorgeous. We have Nala Designs. Nala Design is a very interesting character. Lisette, the person behind it, named the brand after her daughter, Nala. And she's actually Singaporean, but she was raised in Malaysia her whole life, so that's great. And what she does is pattern making. She's brilliant at pattern making. She loves... it's like giving birth to every pattern.
Okay.
You know, she's really happy about those kind of things. And what she does with the patterns is that she makes bags, pillows,
cards.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous. We have Bikin. Could I Bikin? Bikin is a... brand, also they're also architects by 2 ladies, Adela and Farah. What they do is they produce a series of furniture based on our nostalgic childhood furniture, such as like the lounger.
Yes.
That, you know, you find in our grandparents' home. There's one chair that's really famous in our shop called the Merdeka chair. It looks exactly like what we had when we were kids, like the round chair, the tiny one.
Yeah.
You sit on that when you were a kid. So yeah, we have that, like a modern version of it. So they interpret their furniture in a modern way based on nostalgic furniture, and that sells really well because people feel like it connects them to home. And then we also have socks.
Okay.
Medium Rare.
Okay.
She does really, really good pair of socks, and it's really colorful and funky, and a lot of people love them very much.
Okay.
And they're very good quality. And of course we have the Alphabet Press. They're really famous. They are actually like what they do is they use this 50s German press machine, huge machine, to create these imprints onto paper, and it creates this beautiful texture that is called letterpress, and they sell it in the form of cards, and like book, like notebooks and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then we have terrariums. Terrariums are quite famous these days. We have ficus in jars, and we have rheums.
Okay.
So and we also have wood and steel. Wood and steel is quite famous as well.
Okay. What do they do?
They have a cafe. It's a family-owned business.
Ah.
And they sell wood and steel furniture, literally.
Okay. All right. Wood and steel furniture.
Yeah. We also have Anyachi. Uh-huh. Anyachi is one of our recent ones. They actually produce kebaya pillows.
Hmm.
Very, very gorgeous. Like, they actually take real kebaya. They remove the lace part of it and they embed it, they incorporate it to a pillow.
Okay.
So, for example, if you have, your grandma's kebaya that obviously doesn't fit you or is not up to date, but you feel like you really want a part of it with you, around you, then you can put it into a pillow, part of a pillow. So it's very nice.
This is Malaysia. Okay, whatever. Yeah, okay. So anyway, so that's, you can still see Malaysia in it, but it's sort of, given a new facelift and all that.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
And then, of course, we have two more love, which is the Momaj art. Mm-hmm. Momaj is a very interesting idea of combining pictures together, and then she puts into this durian tree trunk sort of framework. It's like a decor, home decor,
okay.
Like a picture art. And then we have Nizam sculpture. Nizam was very, very new, actually. He just came in yesterday with a new range of products we collaborated on. So he's actually a metal sculptor.
Mm.
And he wanted to create a series of furniture together with us so that he could try and test a new side of the market. So we did a series of mirrors and side tables.
Okay, so we'll talk a little bit more about Design Nation right after this. I'm here with Michelle Tan and Sri Kartina Jendra. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Build financial mountains. BFM 89.9.
It's Open for Business. Good morning. Frida Liu here with Michelle Tan and Sri Kartina Jendra from designnation.co. They're at Publica. They feature 11 designers ranging from home decor, furniture, stationery and all that. So with 11 there, is there space for more?
Yes, definitely. We are always looking for more, always.
There's space for more furniture?
We'll try to fit it in,
right? Do you think you'll be expanding the current space?
So currently the shop that we have in Publica is a pop-up store.
Mm.
So which means we'll be there only for a few months.
Okay.
If or not we would move into the physical space, the permanent space within the Publica mall inside, we're not sure yet.
Okay.
So yeah, we're not sure yet.
We would love to though.
Yeah.
We would love to, given the opportunity to be elsewhere. I think it's quite important to have a physical space where designers can actually showcase their products so people can come in and sort of get a nice feel of the products and as well as see.
So it's outside. It's a pop-up store at the moment.
Mm. Correct.
Okay,
it's on the art row, actually.
But which is kind of interesting, though. Don't you want to sort of be there so people can... Because there's a lot more, I guess, people walking there and looking at it as well, visually.
The outside of the mall doesn't get as much footfall as the inside of the mall, right?
Okay.
But the great thing about having an outdoor shop is that we get a lot of we have a lot of space outside because of the outdoor deck.
Right.
And a lot of people who pick up furniture from us can just pop by and we can pop into the trunk. It's because it's right in front of the valet parking.
Yeah, I like it there.
Yeah.
Now when the customers coming in, are they Malaysians or unfortunately more foreigners?
It's not unfortunate, we do have a lot more foreigners appreciating.
Unfortunate in the sense that if Malaysians are not appreciating, what is Malaysian?
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, so right now we have a lot of foreigners coming in to buy as gifts for home.
Mm.
And also because they love that touch that is very different from whatever they have right now.
Mm.
But we do have Malaysians that coming back from abroad or a few Malaysians saying that they really love the idea of this existing.
Mm.
So yeah, they do buy.
Right, and I think we should, in this case, support Malaysian, if they're good stuff, right? Do you have a say in how much you charge, how much the products are charged at?
No. So what happens is we let the designers decide the retail price of their products.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, when they come up with a new range and they'd like to get sort of a better idea, sometimes we have, because we get the face-to-face with the customers, we get feedback quite a lot, on the price,
on what they feel
about the products. Then we can give the same feedback back to the designers.
Okay.
But most of the times, they do decide their own retail price. And unless we feel like, actually, I think you can probably sell this for more, or whatever it is, because the quality is actually there, the product's really good, then we sort of give them a sort of feedback that way.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay, so that kind of thing, if it's too expensive, you let them know. People
correct.
Say, hey, I think you're undercharging, you also let them know based on, especially if they're flying off the shelves, right? It's like,
Yes.
Okay. All right, now, have you all collaborated in any way with the designers?
Yes, we have collaborated with Nizam, the new one. We created a series of furniture line and also the mirrors because he's actually a metal sculptor and he wasn't sure how to go about starting to venture into furniture, which is what he wanted to try. So we co-designed with him and he would create a product and then we would sell it. Yes.
Okay.
And the products actually just come in yesterday to our shop. So if you guys sort of tune in, it'll be online in a few days.
Okay, online in a few days, right? That's your department,
yes.
Tina. Okay, orders from overseas, do you get a lot of that? And, you know, you do entertain these orders?
Yes, we do entertain overseas orders. Yes, we do.
But most people still, you know, when you see people ordering online, it's for the smaller items.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's actually interesting because we actually just recently shipped a Granddaddy Lounger by Kodai Bikin all the way to Sarawak, I believe.
Oh.
Yes. So it's quite nice to see that people are sort of willing to buy things, these larger pieces online. And so it's very exciting always to be packaging these things and then shipping them out.
They probably saw it here and they said, okay, I think I'll order online, get it delivered.
Hopefully.
Probably. And I mean, it could be that combination as well. And do you see then more designnation.co outlets, you know, featuring different designers and themes, you know, I mean, other than the one in Publica and in moving elsewhere, you know, and having more of these designnation.co outlets?
I think we would really love to. I mean, expansion is always something we'd love to do, and we'd always love to bring on new designers with new products. But right now, as of the way things are, I think we're slightly restricted in funding.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if we had to set up a new store, including renovations and all that, it would take quite a bit of money.
Okay.
So it's quite small at the moment.
Right. And you're the one sourcing the designers and all that.
Yeah.
Is there a lot? Are there enough of these people?
There is, actually. The great thing about this platform is that we realize that not just designers are part of the ecosystem, because anyone can be a designer.
Yeah.
Anyone can build something that they really love and want to sell it. So we have had one of the guys I'm trying to bring on board, his name is Rizal. He's actually an engineer. And he created this series of lighting that's really gorgeous, pipe lighting.
Okay.
And we're bringing his product on sometime this week. So yes, anyone can be a designer. So we do plan to bring in a lot more designers. We will try to fit as many as we can to our little shop.
Okay.
Yeah.
In any case, even if they don't fit into our shop, they would always go online.
True.
So, you know, there's always going to be room and space for exposure to these guys.
So Frida and her jewelry designs. One day.
Yeah,
that'll be the day. Okay, thanks for being with us. And I think great stuff, what you guys are doing. And people should check out, support Malaysian designers, right? And especially if they put the work and the love into it, I think that's great. I've been speaking to Michelle Tan and Sri Kartina Jendra from designnation.co, open for business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.